Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. And that's wonderful. Enter headline. Okay. I am going to say something went wrong. Please refresh. Okay. I'll do this later then. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to The Cosmic Philosopher on the Blog Talk Radio. Another edition. And, you know, there is always something good to say. Even when you don't have in mind something exactly. But if you just take like a pause and, you know, and invoke good things to come in, you'll have something in just a minute. If you are able to give nature a chance to make your brain work the way it's supposed to. All right. Thank you for tuning in. There is a thought that gave me a reflection. And the reflection is, since civilization, put it this way, since civilization began, all right, back up a step. Do you know what civilization is? And I'm talking about historically speaking. When I say historically, world history. In world history, what is civilization? In the general sense, what is civilization? Before we talk about civilization in extra context, talk about civilization in universal context. What does world history say? Civilization. What civilization is? Have you read to know? Well, let's say my earlier years, I know the word civilization, but I didn't know it in the context of how I am talking about it right now. Now, the word civilization is treated other words. So words are applied to different contexts, right? So that's where the thing is. The word civilization, as I grow up, I did not grow up on higher education, and not much of the lower education either. All right, so therefore, I grew up very limited concerning certain societal issues. Right, and in the primary, in the primary sense, the reason for my lacking, my first choice on blaming it on a source is it has to do with slavery, the act of slavery. In general, slavery. I blame it on slavery. Slavery is the core of it all, as far as I'm concerned. And then you can talk about slavery. Who are the people who brought slavery about? Well, I would say African government. And you probably wonder, why am I saying that? You know, well, If it hadn't been for Africa, we wouldn't get sold out to white people. And now, you know, you may find what I'm saying strange, you know, and it's not what you're thinking, but you think whether or not you know the right thing. Because, you know, I don't have any intention of correcting anybody who know the right thing, but what if you don't? Now, I'm speaking from my reading knowledge, okay? Whatever you hear me talk about here, I have a source that I consider is the right source for what I am saying, right? So I'm not making up stuff and then, you know, use sources to clap on it. No, I am taking it from the sources and talk about it. So, you know, if I don't misrepresent or say it wrong or something like that, then, you know, I'm right. Other people have contributed to the fault as well. I say African government. So that means I'm not talking about everybody in Africa or the whole entire Africa, you know, population, you see. So, someone we, you know, or maybe in time past, before I develop, I mean, a sense of identification, my sense of analysis and conclusion, you know, I probably say it's the white people who, you know, who make us slaves. But we were sold to them, you know, and I don't see that we were going to, you know, seek them out to become slaves to them. I don't see that, right? And for number of reasons, there are evidence that I can point out to you why I say Africa. A whole lot of reasons I have. And if you don't have those reasons that I have, which I think is high above ground, if you can't unseat me, then what I'm saying would be strange to you, but I am right. All right? And so, I don't want to go off into, you know, the reason why I point out the African government. And some folks probably hear me talk before and, you know, touch on some of these problems and be specific about it. So now you may know where I stand on you know, evidence on why I say it. However, I was thinking just before I came on, I reflected on the amount of people since civilization came to Earth. You probably read or hear people talk about the amount of people that live in the past and in what we call BC era, right? Haven't you? Now, I'm asking your brain to perform a very valuable task. And that is to look in your imagination and go into your recall and remember or visualize the vast amount of people on earth since civilization time. And a question I have to ask you. When you think you have a good imagination and a reflection of the past world, that is called BCE. A lot of us today don't have a very good familiarity with the world of BCE. No? And especially since we have a debacle of evil over the past 100,000 years, let's say 509 BCE, 509 BCE, when again something notable something happened of that magnitude. And I am still in awe. Anyway, my question is, now you have time to have an impression as to the amount of people since civilization. Now, I'm going to put the distinction on the definition to civilization for you so that you will get the clarity as to, like, how far back in time am I going, right? And that is why I wanted you to have a good understanding of when did civilization begin on Earth. You see, because you may not. Just like you might think that European hominids, Homo erectus people that say they are ruling the world today, that come to, like, America, and I was just listening to some of their atrocities and how they come and, kick the African people out of their homeland and, begin to, like, sell them things and really treat them like they had no right to be here. Now I come to see they make laws now and, and say they have a government. And I am reading and find out, in world history, these folks, these white people don't have no knowing about their origin, because they hide their origin. You see, they when they come to a place like America, they don't come with their own identity. They come here without any identity. White people, you think about what I'm saying real good, man. Because I'm shaken up to read the history and know the origin of white people. It's everything that's negative. They have not changed except to modify themselves a bit to find a place among civilized people. That's when you see white people today, you see exactly what I'm telling you, because they are wearing clothes like you, Africans are like us Africans, right? So did you know that there was a time white people never wear clothes like African people? Do you know that? White people did not. Do you also know that white people did not talk? Hello? White people didn't talk. No. White people have created a situation since they began to talk. They began to talk, and that's how they get to where they are, but you have got to read and know. And do you know that a lot of people that you're looking at and think they're white, they're not white. They are Cro-Magnon. You know, and you probably think that, they say Cro-Magnon extinct. But they just came about 10,000 years ago, they say. And they extinct already. You know, it hurts me when I see the status quo of the civilized people. Because the white people, they're not civilized. And I'm not making any joke. You see, and they are behaving like they are civilized. And I have to take them down from there. Because I don't see anybody else doing it. Right? I'm here to do that. To take white people down from where we have the impression that they are civilized people. And they're not. Although they've been on Earth evolutionary, but they did not talk at all. You know? And you can trace them in history, you know, for like 3.5 million years. And they did not talk. You hear me? I am going go back to where I talk about how many civilized people civilizations have born and mature into old age and died. How many people would you assume? I mean, a lot of the graveyard, the tombs and stuff like that, burial ground where we go. I mean, even like what they talk about, these burial ground where, these Sodomite white people sent out what they call soldiers and go out and war and get killed, and they come back and they give you like an American flag or something like that, you know, like in remembrance of your loved one that they kill out there, right? And now you see it is just like a sour, you know, depressing thing to know that white people are able to, like, steal a military, steal people's wealth. I mean, well, that's not what they started off doing. What they started off doing is rape the African people and start having babies. Because
The only babies that they had before were theirs. You know, as you can see, mostly them, they're homosexuals. So that is not, you see them today, you would think that they just originate the other day. No. How long ago you think white people is coming from on planet Earth? They hominid. Ape-like people. But the strangest thing is only when you know what they did and what they've been through, why they look so beautiful now and well-shaped like humans. They did not all along. The primates. What you looking at here in white people? If I didn't read and know the history and find out, oh, you know, everywhere they go, they have names, different names. But they weren't doing that. They were in Europe 1.5 million years, where, you know, where they tear the world down and put it where it's at right now. And remember, they didn't talk, but they were, you know, they are higher ape-like humans, you know, and as you see apes, and you know they're very smart. So if they could interbreed with a human, a hybrid human, they could have, you know, offspring look like us. True, yeah. If one of these ape-like walking out there today, yeah, if they were to do it, yeah, they would have you know, a talking human as well. However, white people are like millions of years ago were, according to the world, it's the textbook here that I'm looking at. They're like ape-like primates, you know, upright walking humans. They are the lowest on the human development species. They are the first, right? Book says from 3.5 to 4 million years. Okay? That's a long time, right? Well, what become of them from that point on? Well, they breed up, and subgroup continue life, right? Until they left Africa. Now, they are referred to as Homo erectus. Then go up into Europe, and that's when known as Homo erectus, they are the ones that bring the world to what it is today, man. So from being mute and unaccounted for by any responsible entity, they were the entity. So I asked you a question about civilization. And when did civilization start? And a lot of us out there don't know that. And you know what? I am a rare person, I have to say that. That even my siblings, them, most of them can't stand me, right? Though I am as good to them, as good as I could ever be. Because I have done them no wrong but good. And they at least for the good that I do them, I do think I am unforgettable, because they can't forget me. You see? Because I'm not the one who pull off on them. It's them pull off on me. And you think like, I should be in the position, stereotypical, you know, to show off on them, but I am not. I am base. You see what I mean? Yeah. So what I'm saying to you is, I have a different mentality from them. I have a different mentality. It is as though I was drawn away from society because I don't have a high education, but I have high reason. And I talk about stuff that most people don't really have no use for because they don't think about these things. I think about time. I think about civilization. I think about the things that really matters, you know, like the solar, the calendar. What is the use of the calendar? You know, how many calendars are there? When was the first calendar put in place on Earth? You know, a lot of people don't know that. The thing is now, what I'm trying to say to you is at the rate that what we call government is happening, I will swear to you. Swearing is not a bad thing, right? Positively. The world history textbook that I'm looking at here, there is a part in it, and if you respect history, like your birth certificate, if your birth certificate say you're, you know, 35 years of age, you don't let nobody change that, right? You do not, no. And I'm going to tell you about the World History Textbook here. World History Textbook must not be compared with the Bible, you know. You know that? Yes. And if you think that Jesus is your Savior and Lord, you know, you are intoxicated and not temporarily, but permanently. If you, that Jesus, is a real character, you are not sober. You are not sane. And your mind, whatever mind you have, but talking for civilized people, when I talk about white people, them and what they think, because they are the ones that tell all these lies about, you know, about the things that are real and give you Bible accounting for things that never exist. That's what the Bible is. And they make up a world, a psychological world, and write about the psychological world while they have indulged in destroying history that tell us about the past. Now, what do you think white people know about the past? And when did they know it? White people don't know anything about the past besides their own past, but nothing enterprising outside of themselves, because they were not doing no business in their time 3.5 million years. They were not talking. They were like other animals that survive out there. That's the truth. And a lot of people are going to think that, you know, what this guy. But, you know, if I were not here for a purpose, you know what? Might as well I would have died long time ago. You see what I mean? Because I don't see what you could give me now to be Christian. There's no amount of wealth that you could give me to become a Christian. I could not become a Christian. No money at all. And the fallacy that is ruling humanity right now are the white people then bring it here. And it's like a great wonder to me because all that time that I grow up and just walk like an animal. I think in my own way, but there was nothing coming in that I can say, you know, but I was really thinking like a civilized person. But I mean, not much. Not much. Not much. I know I was honest. You know, I don't make trouble. I'm respectful. Yeah. However, but as far as thinking about issues in the world pertaining to people and things, issues, that wasn't coming into my head. It wasn't coming to my head. And I grew up in Jamaica around my own kind of people, right? I saw, you know, I hardly see people, white people, in the district that I grew up. And if I go to the, say, like to one of the towns close by, you know, I hardly see a Caucasian person. Because remember, you know, our society call white people today. It's only two type of people are white people. And it is confusing too, because even those that you'd be right to call white, they are not all white. You know? They are half ethnic. They are half ethnic. You see what I mean? Yeah. And these white people make it worse because they want to build up the number of white people that they have because they cannot generate enough white people for themselves. No. They can't generate enough. And why they have such a big population today that you can talk about Scandinavian countries and stuff like that. Since when those Scandinavian people come about? How long ago? You know, you know that if you ask them, when did they become civilized, like start doing things in Europe for the 1.5 million years white people spend in Europe? If you ask them, go on Google and ask them, since when they start to like do things in, you know, in Europe that, you know, that civilization is there. You know when they would tell you? They would tell you that it is after, long after they learn to talk, since they interbreed with our people and began to talk, is only them now, that generation, since 100,000 years ago. Okay, so we don't know. We really don't know what we are looking at out here now. And all the business that they hone out there and stuff like that, you really don't know why white people come here and, you know that they, you know, we are Africans and a lot of things about ourselves we don't know because these white people come in, you know, the past 2,600 years and they began to do stuff. Since they are talking, they got our education. Because where would they get education from? And how would they talk? At a time when they spend their species, hominid, spend almost 4 million years, you see, before they knew to go out and rape people and interbreed with them. Okay? 100,000 years ago was it. That is when the history shows, clear and plain, Homo erectus go after the sapien subgroup, the two of them, but you know, one before the other. The Neanderthal, they take down this Neanderthal, said for about 40,000 years. Within that million and a half time up in Europe, that's when that 40,000 years they spend. And like, oh, they like it. Now they are a higher being to themselves. They're worth more, but they just did not talk. You see what I mean? All right. Neanderthals did not have a language at all. So how did these white people now get to talk? They interbreed. They force, you know, because that's all I can see. They were the boss for all that amount of time that they've been around. Oh, they're the boss. So where are these folks going? So, yeah, they manhandle them and interbreed them and get a generation for themselves. So now you have the Obama type and the Jesu Mullet. What his name is? Juicy? It's something like that, right? I get it kind of right. Juicy Mullet. He is one. And when I heard him talk about what they are doing to him and how like it is a very bad thing to treat black people like that, it's like a shake within myself. You know what I mean? Because I'm looking to see how these hominid messed up the civilized world. And you know, then write a Bible now and all that kind of thing because they get our education and everything you see white people are doing. How could they do it? How could white people do the things they are doing when, you know, 100,000 years ago, that was when some of us are leaving Africa to come out and settle outside here. At that time when we are coming down here, 100,000 years, white people cannot talk. And why would you doubt that? You don't have any sense. Okay? You don't have any sense of history and of time and know exactly what humanoid is. Right? Ape-like looking. And how they have lost that. It is because our species came about. And if you don't know that, you will never know what you're looking at. When you look at the people in the world going on and all kind of things happen. All right? Because we have the history, we won't have a knowledge of it. Now, you know what the history says about African people. It's different from what the white people them write in a Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. Where them get Adam and Eve from? All the things that they're writing in the Bible and talk about prophets, God said this to prophets and stuff like that. And you believe those things. They're not true. And the things that they have in the Bible and says that God revealed them, they are talking about an imaginary thing that never exists. So do I know? We have history to tell. They don't have any history because all they have is the Bible that turned people idiot. The Bible. Right. If I cannot come out and tell people that, look, stop going to church. Now, let them come, you know, let these faggot white people come and tell me, say, I cannot say that. You know what I mean? They cannot find a way linguistically, no white people at all. Not even their so-called president or governor or nothing. They don't have anybody at all that know anything that they can ask me that. And I mean, on the strength of language, compel me. I don't mean like they are holding something over my head for me to answer. I mean, based on my knowledge of words and stuff like that, I know when somebody has a right to ask a question to me and that I have an obligation to answer and answer to the best of my conscience. All right. They don't, black people don't have anything. They get where they are for us to knock them down because they're out of hand totally on the way they, what the things that they set up in society, like this is a world that they created. Okay? And they have done, you say, well for themselves to do things to African people so that we do not come back to our senses and they will continue to do what they're doing. When I listen to what they did when they just came here in the 16th century and what they do by about 1630, 1640, the kind of stuff they began to do to the African people they came and saw here. It's like my equilibrium is feeling a lot of, stress to balance because it is impossible, it seems like it's something impossible to be done that happened. And I grow to find out, what the history tells me. And I can hardly find any people that are African to see what is really going on. And for those people to think that the church is blasphemous to the Elohim that came to earth and create hybrid people, the mixed blood people, they come and violate us, and that's why they start talking. And oh, what a challenge it is, because they know all the trick in the book. They are very highly psychological people when it comes to doing evil. Not good. Not good. But what I'm trying to say, words and situation, if you're on the right side of things, you can move a lot of mountains. So today it seemed like when I see the hardship that the African people have been going through, say, in America, I look and see the missed opportunity that they had. Because 100,000 years ago, our ancestors, for whatever it is, got our species and our blood in the wrong, we become intoxicated with these primates' blood, man. Now, we are highly accepting of the people with the rhesus blood, man. That is telling you that what the white people have done, and, it should make us understand what sex really is and what it is for. And now, when you have children and they come look like you, to understand what that is. When you're having children, when they look like you, you're having problems. And if you feel like it's a niceness, well, it's up to you. And it would be because of the situation that you're brought up into, why you think it's okay. Why people are having sex with dogs and stuff like that. They want to have a child, crossbreed between them and a dog. But the people who do that, I don't know of any African people who would do that, though. But the white people surely do it. They don't hide it. They don't hide it. White people don't hide it, that they have sex with dogs. The men and the women, they don't hide it. What kind of culture is this that is mingling up with us African ethnic people? Tell me. And why the Chinese, the Indians, Hispanics, all the other sub in the ethnic community. Why they do not raise up defiance against white people? They don't know. They don't know what they do. It's in the world, it's a textbook. You mean they dupe the Indian as well? You see? And though they reluctant to dive into the church like the darker skinned people, but hey, we all should know the same thing. It so happened, this is what it is today, where we who are the larger mass of people from the civilized era, going way back 200,000 years ago. We have by far the ability to live civilized. Why do we allow these white fucking dogs, fucking asshole white people to take a higher stand than we civilized people? Why Africa, supposed to be ethnic people, why they give up our government and world dominance for these sodomites? I mean, are you telling me then that we went down to giving these sodomites, since them can talk now and handle themselves like they are one of us? Africa gave up the government of kingship for them to control the world. They still on us fucking white people. They don't get rid of the hominid that bring them. Right? Hominid that converts into Homo erectors. They are the same. And no matter how they recycle themselves through the sapiens blood, whether, you know, and I mean, like 40,000 years? They fucking the Neanderthal? And now, what they say now is that, oh, they live alongside them. Alongside? What do you mean, alongside them? You know, now, when they come to America, they make sure that you are an African person, you must not live here, all those kind of stuff they go on with, you know. And all of the massacre that done here, it's not we going up to Europe and do it. It's they coming here and think about what they've been through to come here and why they want to come here anyway. What is in America that is not someplace else? And why they did not come to America long before we ever born in Africa as a hybrid person. Long before our time, they were there, and they were in Africa at least 2 solid million years, right? So why is it now African people now reduced and is like, this is difficult to talk about because it is clear that all would be well if our ancestors keep themselves protected from, you know, foes like them. and get their blood defiled by these hate gorillas. You see what I mean? That's the problem now. It is the problem. So what I have to say is that we have contributed to it. Although I don't foresee it as something that we run after. Because we're not like them. I don't see we portray their attitude. So I'll take that as a credit. I don't see that. So whatever it is, though, we begin to cooperate with them like we don't know no better. But, you know, see, over there, Bible, they'll say God warned his people to not deal with, you know, nasty people. But what they're talking about, you have to understand where they are coming from to write those things in the Bible, though. You see, because they're lying about, you know, about creation. They are lying about people, creation, and all that. When they're talking about God, they're really not talking about the gods that came here and dredged the four rivers in Africa. That's not the gods, the Elohim that they are talking about. They know the difference between the Elohim gods and the so-called God of the monotheism God that they write about in the Bible. They know the difference. And they meant to make it that way, psychological. If we don't understand, they got us. You see what I mean? Because the next thing, they tell you about a God that is intangible. You cannot see God. God is a spirit. And that's what they write in the Bible. Now, if that God is a spirit, well, whatever he does as a physical thing, we should be able to see it. Now, they want to, like, tell you, like, vicariously, is God do that? God do that? And who make that? And who make this? And you must yield up to say, well, then, it's the belief that you have why you're going to accredit that the assumed God of the Bible make the tree, cause the tree to grow, and all this kind of stuff. That's what these clever sodomites, white people, hominid, that's what they do. So we cause all of this, and then we cooperate with them. Because now we're going in a church, we believe in an Adam and Eve, in a garden, and all that kind of stuff. And it just don't exist. And they teach us to believe. And believe is not super glue in any kind of way. You see, when you are believing to something vicariously, it loses tangible effect for you to be certain that the object is real. You know what I mean? And not unless you start to get good sense, work stuff out, these white people are going to keep you in the church. You see what I mean? The only thing that is going to help us is to read properly, because we have the things into the World History textbook right now. And once you start talking about reality, from BC come right to where we are here, what they call AD Anno Domini, if you start holding an intelligible conversation about that, these people will fry. White people, they will fry. Because they don't write anything about Adam and Eve in a garden. That is true. And long before you get out of the first chapter, what they're saying is very vivid that it don't make any sense. But go to the second chapter. And then, you know, you are still, you know, it's like you're, blood pressure begin to go up because you're not getting any sense from what you're reading. And you go to the third chapter, and then that's where everything crash, in the third chapter. So if I tell you now, all right, let us talk about the coherency of the Bible with God and his son that he begat, and go back into Proverbs, where it speaks of that kind of existence where God and his father, God was alone, and then he begot a son, and after that he and his son decide that they're going to make the heaven and the earth. So they are as perfect gods, right? Everything they do is perfect. And you read it in the Bible where God accredits, what he did by saying it's all good. Adam and Eve were good people. He didn't see anything wrong with what he did. But it didn't work, go very far. I don't think they had a good case yet if they did add one. Right? But then what happened? The whole world fall into turmoil until this day. How do you get something like that to work out and make how is that cognizance? There's nothing working in that. But yet still we believe it. And we believe it. Why? Because what? They start to work on us when we don't even know no history of ourselves. The white people began to deal with African people when we are astray, don't have whatever knowledge to deal with anything. And we go astray. So these white people now just find ways to get around us and back us into corners where we can't get ourselves out of it. And I can tell you that because I grow up and never know nothing and hardly read put on top of it. When I read later in adult school, and get a high school certificate, I went on and I could tell I was better off. It's not the amount of education I would like to have, but I was glad that I could even do that, right? So I have a grip at foundational things. And if you're talking about a record of the past, it has good foundation for me to like think and operate by. So now, to see that white people are able to use their, and being able to talk and get education, take over the world from us. Well, they make some very, 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 very bad decisions. As far as, say, to maintain a civilized history with civilized people in there. No, they weren't able to do anything like that. They learned something, as you can see. But why somebody like me is going to come here and say, look, you know what? The history that is right here doesn't have you in there as somebody civilized. And no matter what you do to recycle yourself, you're not a civilized person. We don't know you. Come here and act as a government. You just can't. And you know what? The fact that we have been destroyed by them on their thinking, their Bible, because they decided that they were going to all out to twist our brain to accept their sodomy. That's what they decide. And that's why they begin to burn our ancient knowledge books and stuff like that from the great library in Alexandria and stuff like that. They decide to change over things from the way the gods set up civilization in polytheism. That's who we are. These faggots decide, oh, no. Well, I tell you what, we're going to see what's going to happen. Because if they have all the bombs and all of the guns and stuff like that out there, you know what? I reason above those guns and bombs that they have. And as much as they want to like tell us that we know this, we know that, I'm going to work with the science that the gods give us when we know them and believe in them, not believing in what we don't know. I see what I believe in, the works of the gods on earth, that these fucking stupid white people, they don't know what they're talking about, but if they can fool us, all right, send the fool a little further. And that's what they're doing. Well, when we are no longer that fool, I tell you what, they're going to have to become nomads again in Europe. Right? Because I don't have anything to say beside what I am saying here. They don't have a government. They are not. And it doesn't matter how they try, they recycle themselves as much as they want and change their monkey face, but they can't change the fact that the Elohim created hybrid. We didn't crossbreed like they do. You see, it's a mixed blood. Okay? What they do is defile the sapient people. That's what the white people did. And now playing like, they own government. They don't have no government in this world. It's a textbook. They do not. You see what I mean? And they don't have no jurisdiction at all. If they claim they have a jurisdiction, over what? And I'm telling you, as long as I have the right energy inside of me, it's going to stand. I'm saying, get out of our territory, not just America, but every one of them. And then they will be able to compare when they could go into Africa and kill Libyan Gaddafi. If we are the people and we have the knowledge of who we are, then we should show, just as it is written to us and said, this. This is what it says to us. It tells you about what history is all about. There's no playing with these white people. They are wormwood. Okay? And they need to leave, and leave now. Okay? They need to leave now. Right now. What is history? History is, world history is more than just a series of dramatic events. And it is not talking about AD and Adamani. You know? And even if you want to talk about AD and Adamani and how long it's been around, about, 2,000 years, you can't start talking about that first, because AD and Adamani didn't make anything under BCE. They didn't make anything back there, along the line of civilization. They didn't. So the idea is, if they didn't leave anything in BCE to come into history, well, let's follow this history and know exactly where these white people stand. You need to start talking your history. You understand? Otherwise, you're not going to make any sense. And you're not making any sense. And the thing is, somebody else has to run them out, not you. You see? The messenger has to be somebody else, because if you too polluted to operate, well, somebody else will have to do it. Now, so world history is more than just a series of dramatic events. It is the story of the human community. So when it says human community, be it known, they're not talking about hominids. Okay? Ape-like, walking, upright man, the first human hominids. It's not talking about them here. People lived on a daily basis, how they shared ideas. Shared ideas mean that you are talking. When did these white people begin to talk? Now, am I drunk? You see what I mean? Language will forever guide us. And you don't have to fight the battle yourself, which you probably won't win. But if you go honestly and go straight down the line, this is what it's telling you when I say human being, and I tell you, it's not talking about them. You may say, well, how do you know that? All right, well, here's what I'm telling you. Them, they wasn't talking. When did they start talking? 100,000 years ago. Right? But how long they exist in Europe? Just in Europe. 1.5 million years. So you only did up like 100,000 years from it. Right? And they up there all that time. You see? So they were not talking. They're making stone tools. They don't wear clothes. They wear animal skin and all those kind of. They weren't civilized in any kind of way. All right? And I'm telling you, you put it into the world literature textbook, and they don't have anybody out there that can change what's in this book here. Would I like to see them? So one of them try. You understand? But talk, you know, off the record to people, and they might give you their ideas and their this, their that. Take that shit back where you get it from. You know what I mean? Because we're talking about intelligible, civilized things. They are not about civilized stuff, you see, except it is substance that give them all of the physical things that they concern about. They don't have any spiritual value. You see what I mean? And it's the reason why they are still walking around and looking for other people's buttocks to fuck. They have laws to avail that to themselves in America, and we sit down on it. And so I'm reading to you from the authority book. And if you want to read the Bible and go to church, you are condemning yourself. African people, don't go to church. Church only exists under these sodomite white people going about 2,000 years now. You see? They don't originate with anything for you to credit them for. And we are just suffering under their criminal venture. And we are falling for it. Well, we are falling for it because it's a long time ago now that they pulled the trick off 100,000 years ago. So we come up here now, we're foolish. Unless we're going to read, let's say like in my case, and it took a long time too. All right. Now, so I tell you, this history is not talking about white people. And it's not just right here. It's a whole bunch of places where you will know and see the distinction that they really not being featured in this book as a civilized person. And wherever they call themselves Indo-European, it was not in the context of like talking about the same as you're talking African hybrid people. You see what I mean? Because if they're talking like us, we understand the same thing. There's no reason for them to like call themselves Romans. You see what I mean? Why are they calling themselves Romans and talking about what they believe? Talk about my belief to anything apart from what is expected. I am, you know, African. I am, you know, and my name, Tim, you know. You know, I don't go about like trying to convince somebody, but you read in the World Sex Book where they talk, identify themselves as Romans, and they're talking about after the fact, 509 BC, coup, that they removed the king and begin to call themselves Romans and defame the king that he was just monarch and he's Etruscan and all these kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Those kind of things that they do. Now, they don't understand that their existence is peculiar. And they can't walk outside of, you know, getting featured. You know, even they themselves feature themselves. That later on, those same words that they are using is going to become their gallows. You see what I mean? It become their gallows. Because if they think that we are going to sit down and allow them to, like, you know, talk about Jesus and all, and they know that Jesus is stuck in their throat like a big bone. It can't go down. But they still, I tell you about Jesus, because guess what? Jesus is their breadbasket. They know it's a lie, but it's their best invention. And I tell you, don't go back to church. You are to read and understand. You know what I mean? I'm not telling you don't go to church because I want you to go believe something else. No. Church, period, don't exist for the civilized people. All right. So it goes on to say here, people lived on a daily basis how they shared ideas, how they ruled and were ruled. You see what I mean? These words that I just read, how people were ruled and were ruled, that don't fit. Because they never, like I said, they can't talk. They don't have no rule. No civilized rule, man. You know, we will and we could have long time ago got rid of them, but clearly something has been wrong, you see. But if somebody begin to read and begin to, like, pay attention, what are they going to do? Stand up and tell us, you know, I mean, we need to go get married to a man to get married to a man, and a woman married to a woman. Is that what they prepare to tell us? Eh? No. I mean, for the fact and the righteousness to abound, we cannot live with white people. African people must not live with white people. If you know the truth, well, you know about the gods destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. And you remember what they write into Genesis and say about themselves? It's the same white people here we're dealing with. What's the matter with you? It's them. And that's what we're dealing here with today. Look, it says here, you know, it is important to point out that we don't have a history that cover white people. So they intrude into our lives with the interbreeding and then begin to come after us later and talk about they have imperial colonialism. You can't find those, the basis for those things. You know, so as that, what I'm saying to you, I am talking the actual history. And guess what? You don't see anybody come here and want to talk to me about it and tell me. And this is a forum where I welcome every and all people. I don't do no screening for nothing. Anybody gonna pick up the phone and call me here? 347-850-1358. And I'm gonna pick up the phone without any hesitation and talk. And all the people out there with all the high education and everything like that, if I am telling a lie, and look, a lot is weighing on this. If white people need to go back and take their sodomite self back where they come from, leave African people alone for the fact that they commit all these atrocities here, they don't have no consideration for anything. So they're going to go from have not and have it all, and they're going to fall from having it all to have nothing, because that is what is going to happen to them. They are living today by stealing from Africans with all the military and stuff that you see they have. And nobody is troubling them, right? Nobody is, you know, because Africa give them all the opportunity. Well, Africa is going to pay for what they have done. You see what I mean? Because they don't have any credit to get for protecting the people of the Elohim. You know what I mean? Why he leave us to these swine? Why? Because as you can see, I mean, you can't give these white people any credit because they bring the church there, number one, to destroy your brain. So when they would have, I want to tell you, like, that, you know, Christianity is a nice thing, and they make it seem like, you know, Christianity is a nice thing, it's by grace are you here. Well, you're supposed to get over that. Adam and Eve in a garden thing, I know, say, is a whole bunch of worm you're reading about. And if you did make sense of the first three chapters in Genesis, you wouldn't be talking about, you know, you need to be saved, because you'd know that are these white people make up the story in the Bible that, you know, they know a little about our origin, our history. And that's what they are writing. That's what they are writing in the Bible, some of ideas that they have. But they don't know the truth. I mean, they know certain things that they are saying are not true. Like, for example, God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Oh, no. Nothing don't go like that. But if we don't read our history, we don't know what they know. And they write anything and give it to us, and we believe it and live by it. You see? So now I'm telling you, if you read what history is and you have a good sense, well, since I'm out to read whatever I can read and find out what I can find out, I am telling you now that white people don't have a government, and they are not going to stay in our territory. That's the position. The truth of this dictionary doesn't give us any discretion to let them stay here. No. Uh-uh. White people don't stay here. And it's the words that I get as the truth. I'm saying it by that authority. White people must go back where they come from. Life is going to be terrible for them. You hear? That's right. Because the only people, the gods, is not going to aim at destroying is those of us ethnic people who the gods for what they do and honor them in the manifestation of their life. Now, let me find somebody who's going to tell me that I do not manifest a life that is acceptable to the gods that created us. Because I have not, you know, been going off, and I am not saying, you know, you can call me a backslid Christian back then in time, but I didn't do too badly anyway. Whatever sin, you know, may be held against me in the church context, and it should not be counted anyway, I am trying to tell you that I am not living a double life. I'm living one straight, clean life, and I don't desire another life. And it's the reason why. Anything that I am saying here, I'm not saying it because I want to big up myself into something and the people to this and to that. I'm not into that. I'm into the creed that the gods left here on earth for us to understand. Okay? And the people who work on the, you know, on exhuming information that's been covered under the ground and bring to life the truth that exists. You see what I mean? And that's all I am lusting after, is the truth. These white people, they think that they can just come here and tell us that it is theirs and that's it all over. And they're talking about this state, that state, and stuff like the United States. No, they need to go unite themselves up in Europe where they come from. So what they come here and tell us that we this and we know that, they will have to, like show us in the world history textbook where they belong. Yeah. Otherwise, why are we going to their church? You can read in this world history textbook right here in front of me where they learn, go to our pantheon of the gods and learn. If you read, you will find out that the gods were many on the earth. You read in a Genesis that they have children with the human woman. It didn't say hominid woman. Not them. But we have demigods, and it's not with them. Okay? It is not with the Sodomite culture. The gods never interbreed with them. But it says, we, the hybrid, they interbreed with us. That's what it says. So, what I'm saying is that, no, for our dignity's sake, we're not going to anywhere with these people. Because the quotas that they have is not something that we accredit as a court. Whatever we have been doing or what they allow us to do when they steal our money and giving us back little something, Social Security or something like that. My friend, it's not a government. That's not a government. It is illegal to kingship our government. And it bothers me that I never hear any of the people who speak for the African existence. I don't hear they say nothing about the authority, the record of fact. They don't say nothing. These white people keep them quiet. And what is it for? Why? They have another Sodomite power working for them. And Africa allow them to influence them too. You know, all right, well, the time would come. Time come now. I am saying someone need to come up and you're going to go straight back from the humanid. Go right back to the humanid. And we need to see where the species, where white people's species come from, and let us nail it down to where they are here today, how they come by now, and now the amount of killing, the amount of a kill that they kill us. You see what I mean? And Pisces would gone, and you know, don't leave them with anything, but leave them to us. Aquarius. And now is Aquarius. And I happen to born under the star of Aquarius too. Right? It's the water thing. All right? And we want a lot of water to start washing out these white people that think that they are here, they are safe. And we want the ground to open up and swallow some of them. Also, you know, blow them away because they think they fuck us and don't give a darn about our feeling because they want us to fuck us. Well, you want to see, you are going to take what you dish out, and your Jesus that you're talking about, you shit him out long time. You shit Jesus out long time, so no Jesus, no defib help. Who know? We talk about your Christian. If Christianity was good, I would be one to say so. There's no joke about that. So, I'm telling you what is history, and it says, world history includes big subjects like economics. Ask these white people in Europe, since when they have economics? You see, because everything will have to flow together. If they were not talking, if they had nothing going on besides they make sound tools, you can't show nothing else. 100,000 years ago, what were they doing? And this is what I'm trying to tell you about white people that we have here now looking up to them, and a lot of African people today don't have a meal. Okay? Because if you're not bowing down to them and stuff like that, you go hungry a lot of times and all kind of things happen to you. You know, all kind of criminal out there to harass you and steal whatever you may have. That's the kind of society in America. We don't want this. You know, we must accept the society that these fucking dogs and batty wall are white people come. What they bring here to us, we must be satisfied with it. And they are the ranking superpower. No, they were never a superpower. America was never a superpower. You'd have to show it in the book right here. And when they call themselves Romans inside here, you're going to puke. When you know who is the Romans, they're calling themselves Romans, putting on names and this. When you know what they used to create and bring into Christianity, this thing they call monotheism, God of the Christian Bible, they get it out of their batty asshole. I'm telling you, that's where they get it from. They're inspired. You see, these white people are stark schizophrenic. You see, they're suffering from a lot of mental deficiencies. Interbreeding, you think it done them any good? They can talk, but they would be better off talking and trying to get along with the rest of people in the world. I know that them do. They used to do that, though. They used to try to get along with the civilized people. You know, apart from they were stealing bad from us and doing bad things, killing us. But come down to it now, when they should want to make a good, happy world. No, they want to be the best race because they know for sure that they are the fuckers of asses. You see, the cavity and the biological body that they are reserving law for two people to use and fuck each other. If that is not madness, then you tell me where that sweetness come from in nature. Show me that! It goes on to say, world history includes big subjects like economics, politics, and social change. All of these, my friend, in the civilization of the four the four big civilizations, the first four big civilizations. These are only talking about what happened within civilized culture. Okay, it's not these folk that we're talking about. They couldn't participate into nothing that this history is talking about 100,000 years ago. They couldn't. And until even 509 BC, all they were doing was making trouble. Right down to the Bronze Age, they were not doing anything to, like, they were civilized. They called the sea people. Now, no identity, right? And when they start to, the first known identity they called themselves was Romans. That's when it seemed like they just, leave. The government place in Africa and get the green light to do whatever they want to do. I don't see it no other way, because how could they sit and let these, crab louse, hip, mongrel, primates, make them do all of this? I don't understand that. But you see, that recycling that they did through the Neanderthals, it bring them to where they are, though. And if you don't have good sense, they'll destroy you. All right. But the fact is here, it is such a blessing that I'm reading something like this that is contrasted, over wide to what we have on Taco. We have people as a government that don't work paper. AD and a Domini. Come on. If they had a way to compel civilized government, I couldn't do but accept it. But they don't have anything. They have a Bible that they tell more lies in it, and lies that you cannot accept. Because why should you run from a proper sense of human origin and go pick up the Bible where these fucking ass people bring in to control civilized people? You have sense? No. But the point is, we've been believing this for, as long as we grow up, like 50 or more years. And I have been affected. But reading reality, cut an incision into me. And my conscience had to respond. You see, nothing is true about Adam and Eve in a garden. There is just nothing true about it. And you will find the contradiction in the Bible itself. You read it and find out that it's upside down, and it wants your mind to be unnatural to believe those upside down stuff in the Bible. You see. So now, everybody who are civilized ethnic people must make up your mind to go and begin to re-educate yourself, reorient yourself, to indigenous civilized thinking. But Christian, out in the diaspora, and with all these bad memories, with Jesus and him crucified, those things, man, it's depressing, my friends. And it's regrettable that it is true that the world turned upside down by these uncivilized white people. Because they are uncivilized. No, they don't want us to call them by negative names. Do you understand that? No. But you can see why. They never wore clothes 100,000 years ago. They did not wear clothes. And isn't it that there are some places in America where you have nudist camp or something like that? That's not African. I don't think African, you know, go nude, something like that. But, you know, we were born without clothes, so that's understandable. But, you know, the civilized world, you know, attire as an attire, and that's what it is. But these white people, nobody's not telling you about their early years. You see, and now they come and begin to kill the African people for just telling the truth. And now they don't want you to tell the truth. They want you to talk their sodomite lies and them things in the Bible about Jesus and come to Jesus. And if you don't do that, you are a bad person. Now, listen to me. Adds up there now. The reason why I am talking this thing is because true to my heart, what I'm saying is resting on my tears below. Because indeed, I know this is just not, it's not right. And it mustn't stay like this. You see what I mean? And I don't have no fear at all to say what the truth is. And if they don't like it, you know what? Talk to Elohim. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Because my end is my end. And I think I know who determined my end. Really. You see, but if white people think that they're going to continue to have this, I'm telling you, this is to educate the people of African origin who need to know, like I was in need of knowing. What I think I know, I'm talking. I am talking. And if I have the linguistic, right to the substance I'm talking, well, I know when somebody's punching holes. And so I'm telling you this about the world that we are in. It doesn't embrace no white people. So all of the education and all of the things that they established over the past 400 years in America, let me tell you something. They are condemned to death by the gods, not by me. Not by me. And if you should hear that they hurt, you know, open up and take them in, don't cry for them. Don't cry for them, because they bring Christianity come here for what? So all these things that history is about, you know, like, you know, politics, economics, you know, social change, but it is also the story of dreams fulfilled or unfulfilled. Personal creativity and philosophical and religious inspiration. You notice it doesn't say church inspiration. It says religious, because even these same white people writing don't talk about church before they, after 63 BC. After 63 BC and like about maybe like, you know, 70, 63. 7, a few more years, maybe like about 37 years or so, right? When they make, take or begin to raid and take away what we have and call themselves Romans. Right back to the time before they make AD an Adamani calendar, moon calendar. They were talking a long time prior to that. Yes. But they didn't make up the church yet. They were moving towards, you know, they gradually build up their thing. And they gradually find out, they get time to notice the African ethnic people to see whether or not any of us would oppose what they're doing, put any stumbling block to what they're doing. And they find out, no. So isn't it a shame that we have all these people, the Marcus Garvey and the Reverend them and something like that, and they sit down there like, look at the these other ones there where they're like Al Sharpton. Look at Al Sharpton. You know what I mean? And Jesse Jackson's son. And if you don't think I'm telling the truth that African people turn fool. Their cerebrum and cerebellum is damaged by the interbreeding with these white people. You think it's a joke? It's not a joke. Oh, they kill people, the government, the so-called, you know, the presidency where them set up. Right? On top of they are a republic. Look at what they do with the people they are stealing wealth from. And that they think about us in a way so demeaning that they are making law. I mean, real stinking sodomite law. AD and Adamani, and talk about a Jesus that they fuck out of their body and make. A Jesus. Jesus is no less than contrived character. It never exists. So, what worse can I say? I'll compare that to. But that they shit it out of their ass and say, this is Jesus. That's it. That is what white people have done. And are still doing it. And in some cases, of course, you see, they decide to put on a different face, a different robe, and put on human, civilized clothes. And behave like they're civilized. But then, the amount of debauchery that they are going on with out there, all over the world, they allow people to be, I mean, you know, just don't have a civilized sense. And they have all, you know, they make the crime in the street look like nothing. These folks, because when you talk about the KKK and the Jim Crow law and all them kind of thing, this government has a lot of different faces, and that's who they are. You see, from long before they could talk. You see, so that they start to rape us and until they begin to get talking children and stuff like that. And today, we don't know what to do because of them. And then they make up church and all these kind of stuff and print this and print that and begin to make up social services, medical, services. And legal services, these sodomites, that's what they do. And we don't see the government established in the World History textbook. And that even when history speaks, we think say it mean white fucking, nasty white people. Right? Just being hominid alone. You know, take out how much part of human civilization from you? Just naturally being a primate. You know, because a cat cannot be smart like a civilized human being, but they're smart. You see what I mean? They're smart. But you couldn't make the, you know, make the car drive, the cat drive your car or some other thing, you know. You know, the cat is not that smart. So what I'm trying to tell you, this kind of stuff that African people are kneeling down to, it means that our brain is damaged. And if you don't think it is damaged because your blood sugar may be good, your cholesterol may be good, and you are in good health or something like that. But psychologically, your cholesterol not good. Your blood pressure not good in a psychological sense, right? Because you can't be reading the Bible and you don't see what words are telling you when I'm reading this, you know? When I'm reading, and I'm showing you why in what they are writing about our history, what it entails. I'm showing you that there are words that show you that white people are not into the writing of this, the meaning of history in this book. White people not in there. It doesn't, which means it doesn't apply, it does not apply to them. Because they were not talking. They are hominid. Hominid, not real human being, not civilized human being. And so, I tell you well about what a lot of people not thinking is that you may think of history as a boring list of names and dates, an irrelevant record or revolutions and battles, or the meaningless stories of kings. You hear that? White refers to kings. You would know simply that white people never talk. They didn't have a developed culture. They love to fuck on us. They did not have nothing here with this history here. And why? Because they were not, you know, and the interbreeding that they go to and recycle themselves and come out talking and stuff like, oh my gosh, now we have problem. Now we do have problem. And you see where it takes us? Yes, they come anytime and go throw you in them jail and kill you whenever they want and nothing to it. They don't think nothing about us. And we don't see that. We don't care nothing about that. No. It goes on and it tells that kings, right, are meaningless stories. Kings, queens, and other rulers. I don't see queens into prehistory as a ruler, like you would say king. No, because you have kingship government, right? So this world history textbook, these guys have a way of putting things in there that are not true. Or like calling a king a monarch. And the official history don't speak of it. If they were writing from the real Mesopotamian, Sumerian history, they don't say those things. But these guys take the liberty to change the message around. You see, these sour fly white people, them. Oh, you know, when I give these kind of a description to them, you might think that You know, I'm just half key and stuff like that. You don't know the game that these white people play. You don't know the game that these people play. Because they set up all these institutions that you can come and go and stuff like that. You're not looking. You're not seeing who they are, where they come from, and why they are here. Okay? You're just not thinking that we are not people with fuck ass at all. Okay? We are the species with the largest amount of people. We have, like, the largest subgroups. Okay? We African hybrid people. They come along, and this is what they're doing. They're more dominant than us. They're more demanding, and they're more tricky than us, right? And you just see what people going on like business as usual. The Africa is sitting down there, and these people are sucking all the blood out of us, and they don't care. Now, if we don't start caring and use the word, is the sword, the word, use it, then you don't have anybody caring for you. But remember, when you're using the word that is telling the right message, the truth, remember, that's the gods that protecting you. And you are protected by the word of the gods, the Elohim. These white people don't care about that. They want this world for themselves. And if when you really look over the Bible, you find out now, there's nothing true about Jesus. They make up the whole story about Jesus, and they make up the whole story about Adam and Eve. They don't tell you no truth about those things, okay? Because they want to fashion a world that is about them, you see? And we don't have anything going on. So they are overruling us. They are roughshodding us. They are usurping us, and we must just read nice things and cannot touch it. You can't digest it because you have the sodomites, them, I control you. Well, you know, I've been long enough in the church, and now I am reading and see a bright highway in front of me. It has nothing to do with the fucking nasty stuff that they write in the Bible to convert us. You know what I mean? And the thing is, once I tell the historic reality, they don't have anything to refute what I say. I will have to be totally in silence and have no cognizance, awareness, in order for them to ever put their foot in my shoes. Do it. Now, if people listen to what I'm saying and decide now and say, well, things are really bad, you know, we really need to start doing something. I said, start to read. Stop going to church. Stop, because you are doing that by belief and faith, right? And that is not bringing you no knowledge at all. These are the people who go abroad and kill off our people, them, and go on like, oh, they're protecting you at home. Don't go like that. Right? And so, remember, if they don't have a record of the past that show white people coming from a talking culture, a civilization, then this is the book says, a record of the past, they're not listed in there as talking people. This book lists white people as a mute hominid for millions of years, my friends. We African people are not around. We are not half a million years since we have been created as hybrid. We have quite a bit more to become, you know,
a million years since we are created. And they are around, evolve, you know, I mean, at least three and a half million years, these white people. That's what the history book says. That's what I'm on. You know, I'm not on to anything else but that. And we're talking about a record of the past. White people only give us stone tool making. You see, and they would like to write and tell you a whole bunch of foolishness for, you know, to hold us into the dark. The most common definition of history is, and they're telling you what it is, record of the past. He says, to create this record, historians use documents that has been recorded or written artifacts such as pottery, tools, and weapons, and even artwork. History in this sense really began 5,000 to 6,000 years ago when people first began to write and kept records. The period before written record was called prehistory. They're not writing this thing, you know, the right way, but, you know, let's say that's what it is, but it's to give you some understanding of things. But this World History textbook, is this sodomites them, have their hands on it too. So you have to be careful when you read it. All right, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I get in a state of mind where I'm just going to leave everything that can be done for getting inspiration for any utterance that I make. It must be fruitful and just not from my feelings, but it must come as a civilized inspiration and to where my conscience know the truth. And so I am talking for people who want to give life to their life. Give light to your life. And it means that you will have to take it upon yourself to learn things and to keep your life one day at a time until you're gone. All right. So, breaking news. Ukraine's president invokes 9/11 in emotional appeal to Congress. They are all the same. Now, you know, remember all of these 2,000 or so years, they've been destroying the African people that did them nothing. Now they come and they say they take over our place and they are on their own now, and we are catching with them, right? Imagine that these sodomites say we are citizens under sodomite rule. Imagine that. And we give them government rule over us. We don't have any right to do that. We are a kingship product. Zodiacal calendar, not moon, you know,
Moon, what you call it? Moon, yes. The moon cannot be a calendar over African. If European want to have calendar in Europe, it's their business. But don't bring it over us. And that's what I'm telling them. When I say get out, you can only be saying, well, we are homosexuals and we are not coming out. This place is ours. You know, we are captured it. And I know, yes, they think that way, but that's not the way civilization works. You see, you must earn what you have. You don't come here and say you're making law and compel us to accept a church where you fuck out and set up at the roadside and all and with stained glass window, and you want us to accept this Jesus that you have and think anywhere you go and conquer people, they have to worship your father, God. It's not going to happen here. We were not, if we were not evolved, I mean, in that context of existence, no. You know what I mean? We do not. And since I am not taught by no human being to the things that I am saying, you know, I would like for somebody who is taught by human being, tell me where I'm wrong at. You see, because I know white people don't have a recorded history and where they have some slight representation in the world history textbook, they have not used their proper identity. You know, they use criminal names to do all the big Roman regime, Roman this and that, tell you how long their regime lasts and all that kind of thing. And yet still they say they know that the gods direct and govern this world, this civilized world. Not just the hills and stuff like that. This civilized world, the human, the hybrid, they put us here, and this is the way they did it. They came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. It excludes them. It excludes them. And remember, it's the interbreeding where they recycle themselves to our species and kill us. We turn full. Right? That's what happened. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. When you hear white people talking about they are Greek and they are all kind of things, you need to question where they get it from. How did they become Greek? Oh, but they come and they're going to make themselves everything that is seasoned, civilized people. Who, I tell you, 100,000 years ago, they did not wear clothes. They didn't know what clothes was. Okay? So what they are putting off right now and behaving is because we are silent and speaking real truth. You see, because when we are respecting them, that their government and they are doing everything that we are living by in society and stuff, we never call them. We never want them. And as a matter of fact, we don't know. I mean, we read about how they come about, but when you read and know the circumstance, you lack remedy. You don't know what to do, but you're just confused. A lot of people around the world now when they know what the situation is on earth, and that as an African person, they have no political defense. Anything these white people decide they're going to do with African people, as far as the white people them running AD shit concern, you not more than waste paper that gets thrown in the basket. African people don't value nothing to these wara it fucking ass white people. Okay? Ain't joking. And for me, it's just nice to tell the truth and watch what happened. You see what I mean? Because the truth is something that I'm not supposed to be afraid of nobody at all who ain't telling the truth. That's right. And I expect the truth that I'm talking to light them a fire. The truth. I don't say gun, nothing, because I'm not into violence. Right? If I have any violence, it comes out of my mouth. It comes out of my mouth because I am talking something because I know it is true. And if it is not true, somebody may tell me, correct me. That's all there is. But anywhere the bullet drops, that's where the damage is. Under the bunker and everything, it's coming for you. That's right. The gods, they have a man. They make me a polished shaft. You see? And I am going to tell you it line upon line. Line upon line. Hear a little, though I stammer and stutter. But I am bringing it to you line upon line. Precept upon precept. Okay? Judgment to the line. Hear a little and bear a little. But I'm telling you that you do a wrong thing. And if you think that it is right for you to come here and treat the African people so, you know what? Interbreed them and get, you know, and start talking and all that. And this is what you do? No, you cannot be forgiven. You white people, you must come to naught. You think our brain is bad? No, wait until you find out how bad your brain is, because it wasn't all that good before. You see what I mean? It wasn't good like ours. We are sapien. You know what I mean? You are hominid forever. And that's the fact. You don't come here and talk about you ruling over us. You know, as bad as it gets, you only have so much to do with this situation here, but the lighter you trod is the better off you are, because when the gods please that we recognize them and decide to defend us, whether those, what you call them down in Africa there, whether or not they wake up out of their slumber or not. But those of us who truly, truly, truly realize and turn our heart, mind, and soul to adore our Creator in the world history that we know about, they're going to help us. And when I say that, I'm not depending on anything else. I'm not depending on... So if it's false, it's false. But if it is true, it is true. And I'm depending on it. It's not like when I was believing something I don't have any knowledge to assess nothing. No, I do. I'm awake. Okay? And I look at the world around me and I, you know, factor in a lot of things. Right? So these white people who claim that they're ruling us and the AD and Adamani, they don't have a speck, not even like a speck of a sand grain as something that they are talking about. They don't have nothing. AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord, it's nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And for us to be running wild with these fucking ass idiots running us down after 100,000 years and talk about they come with imperial colonialism. Come on. No. I mean, you mean we take this seriously? Or a joke? When, just look at the time when we left, some of us left Africa 100,000 years ago. Since when they come out with A.D. and Adamani here? They never run after us and follow us, no? And decide like, all right, they're going to be a part of how life is, you know, and learn from us and so. Let them never do that. They stay right up there in Europe. And it couldn't be a big population of them either. That's what they did. And carry off the interbreed. So they do that over a whole lot of hundreds of thousands of years now until it get them where they are. And what they do, they come now as conquerors. Right? But they don't know that there's a lot they don't know. And no matter how educated they are, they don't get past me. They cannot get past me. They will not. It is impossible for them to get past me. And when I tell them get out, might as well they get out. Because I tell you what, you live today, you know, the God is going to watch the day when he did the strange act. You see what I mean? Because they don't realize they're not supposed to do what they're doing. And they take it now, they take the gods for joke because they see how they can kill us and nothing happens. All right. Wait until the last time, right? There's a way down there, right? And you're going to think that, okay, when you're going to go over this bump like the other one, then you find out, no, that bump there went open up and suck you in, you know, see? That's what's going to happen. So, all right. Ride the waves as I go along. But I'm telling you, that's the way I see it. And I tell you the way I see it, and I am a person who have compassion and love and respect for other people. There is none for white people. And I would not be so extreme hadn't it be that they carried out, you know, the most heartless, narcissistic atrocities that has no feelings at all. And turn around and talk about they have a God and they got this and tell them to come to America. They're coming on a mission to America and bringing true Christianity and all these kind of things. And then talk about how God burned we up into a furnace and all these kind of stuff. Listen to me. When you hear me talk, I were a different person. I'd probably be dead long time. I'd probably be dead long time ago. When I see the way this government here work, and now they scrape every, you know, every piece of wealth that they can scrape, and then kick us to the curb and behave like, oh, they were always civilized. No, and it is us that they rape and do all these wicked things to that we cannot come back to our senses. Now, why do you think that I would look at these people here and look at the wealth that they have? I don't see their wealth. I see our wealth. And it's something happened that must play out. You see what I mean? But, you see, look at the disaster that go into action on Earth. A whole bunch of them. And you know that any one of them strike you, you're out. Just about. It's hard for you to recover. You're up there in the plane, you see. And the plane develop a problem. And all you know, number one and number two is going to do. They cannot land the plane. It don't have no brakes. It don't have no, not all, you know, and slamming at the ground and bust, you know, into flames and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you white people out there, if you think it's a joke what you're all doing, keep on having your jokes. Keep on having your jokes. But I tell you, you ain't going to take us where you plan on taking us. You're not. You see, because I know the truth and the power of the Almighty is far different above, and only when you are allowed to do the foolishness, you're going to do it. You know, like dog pissing on the fence. That's all you white people are like. Dogs pissing on the fence. You see? And, you know, I mean, they teach our African people to accept the things they do like normative. You know what I mean? So, I mean, our brains get, you know, I mean, retarded, man. Our brain get retarded. And as educated as you are with, you know, masters, bachelors, and, you know, university level, you're still blind. You still can't see what's going on in the world in the historical sense. And, like, you're looking at the white people and don't understand, say, they transform themselves. You know, see, a lot of time now they go and put on facelifts and all that kind of something there. You don't see them. You don't see what they do. It's pure monkey business they're into. You don't see. Oh, you think it's a joke? No. We will restore the image of the gods. We will not have sodomites here in our territories. Okay? Under the concept, you know, that they are thinking. As you hear the World History textbook talk about history, it doesn't include them. The Bible, they have as their history, you know. And if they want us to accept, like, a truth, right? Jesus died to save you. Where that happened, they can't tell you, but they might tell you that, though. And they can't tell you God. They can tell you God make Adam and Eve, you know, and in the garden. But where is the garden, man? Where is the garden? You know, and it's not too far away. It's over Africa. You know what I mean? And why can't they tell you that it's Africa? No, because they turn the story to fit them faggot story. You know what I mean? Now, folks, if you know what these white people, the government, don't look at the people in the street. At the government, what them call themselves, they are the ones that is causing the peril in America. It's not the little people that is doing it in the street, because they could have law and order and keep everybody off of the street, so to speak. Yes, they can make legal restriction by, you know, like by the police, and just as though they use military too. Right? They can keep the order they want. They don't want America society to function any better than it is. Okay? So if you don't understand what is going on, these the presidency of the United States is a symbol of criminality. That's what it is. Okay? And let somebody prove me wrong. The FBI and the Secret Service and a bunch of other services that they have, this is one of the government that I think is on the brink all the time, because they can't live with confidence that the society in America is at peace with them. all kind of terrorists, co-conspirators trying to do something to these guys, these white guys. You see, because these white guys put themselves with many faces, you know, for the masses to be on their side. America is good. America is this. They give you this. They give you that. But the whole giving that they're giving is criminal. They are not giving. To give again. They are giving to get something. And that's the way America is. America is not a sovereign government. It will never be. Okay? It's all mafia. Okay? And you should, if you listen when they talk and listen what they write and say, they're not hiding it. But having the Bible is not hiding the evil that they do. Because if you read the Bible and know that they're not saying anything that is true in there, then why do you think, you know, we stand to gain anything apart from when things are going to go bad with them, you're going to go down with them. You see what I mean? Because the day will come when that is going to happen. And you're going to go down with them. They take credit for everything that we have done, our ancestors who do good things, you know, our invention and everything, and they take it over and say it's theirs. And these fucking ass white people never, you know, they never talk one day naturally. How did they come to talk? It's not a natural development at all. They never have talking inside of them. That's why they fuck up the Neanderthal so much, and they did not talk. Come on, you do some good research, and if you have not yet, and find out what makes us talk from anything with a throat and a head, and them don't talk. Why? You see what I mean? There's a reason why we talk, and there's a reason why they interbreed us, hybrid mixed blood people. They have talking babies, and that's why they are talking today and creating mischief, because they have some of the same intelligence that we have, but yet they are polluted, and they will not have a good end. You see, just like you see a lot of us, because we turn corrupt too. You see some black man a turn serial killer or something like that too. They possessed with demons. You never see black people turn into demons, you know, until these white people come here with demons over the past, you know, let's say in America, you know, the past 400 years. All right. So I am telling you, this is how we came into the world, man, and began once we were created. We caused revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinary, documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization. Has nothing to do with white people. How much time must I tell you that? Yes. Yeah. You know, the God shaped our, you know, by, it says, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. This is the way we came about. And you don't want to know that? Well, it's up to you. All right. Now, let me go and get a little of this closing here. Okay. Take a little sip of water a minute. Okay. African hybrid ethnic sapiens human exuded from primates, from primate apes, Homo class man. And so, sex, offensive, science, offensive, noun, a gay man. Adjective, homosexual, typically used of a man. Mammal, noun, a warm-blooded vertebrate animal of a class that is distinguished by the possession of hair or fur, the secretion of milk by mammals for the nourishment of the young, and typically the birth of live young. A primate is a Okay, a primate is is an eutherian. Yes, a primate is an eutherian. Mammal consisting the taxonomic order primates. Right? So, primates across 85 to 55 million years ago, first from small terrestrial mammals. Which adapt to living in the trees of tropical what makes an animal a primate? primates, including humans. You hear this? I didn't write that. Are different to all other. He says what? Primates, including humans, are different to all other animals because they are the only mammals to have the following combination of features. You hear this? I didn't even know this was around, man. You know what I mean? I didn't know that. Imagine this. And that's where the white people are coming from. I've been telling you, you know, all along, that's where they come from. They come from primates. They come from ape-like primates. You know, that's where they're coming from. So are we on to something? Of course. You know, you know. And now you know why they don't look like primates. They interbreed with the sapient species. Why sapient? You see, that's why you see who they are today. It wasn't a natural thing for them. Oh, so if you think I'm not talking about anything, no, I'm talking about what is here and written down for all people to read it and make use of the history. If you're not making use of your history, you are counted out. All right. And so, yeah, this is very interesting because it's the first I could, you know, it's not strange now that I'm looking at it, but I have never gotten anyone to like express that in some writing on this subject. So I am very impressed with this. So it is defining something that I have a lot of interest in and appreciate this the definitions here or the illustration about it. So it is telling you now that primates, including humans, are different to all other animals. Because they are the only mammals that have the following combination features: relatively large, complex brain, facing eyes with overlapping fields of view that allow depth perception. Noun. Australopithecus, meaning one, a fossil, bipedal. This is all describing the white people, him. Okay? Fossil, bipedal primate with both ape-like and human characteristics. Is the white people, him, this is describing, you know?
My. Imagine this. Wow. Imagine this.
Yeah. It says, a fossil bipedal primate, mean it's walking upright, with both ape-like and human. That's what the World History textbook says about the hominid, the primates. It tells you clearly that in the World History textbook that I am reading here today, it tells you. National Geographic, 2004 edition. Yeah, he tell you that. But this is giving me a lot more details to put with what I learned from the World History textbook there. And so, yeah, and so it is saying that the characteristics, ape-like and human characteristics found in Pliocene and Lower Tocene. You see, that's what they have. So when they mix up with us, they mess up our clean taxonomic energies. You can't mix up everybody with everybody. You have to understand, you know, what the blood type is like before you mix them. And these guys are ignorant. They don't even talk. And all they want to do is have sex with a body, you know, and that's all they did. And this is why the world turned upside down. You see, because all the people you see now are doing, you know, civilized things, but their brains can only do so much of it. You see, when it comes to handling yourself in a psychological balanced way all around, it's hard for you to go around the world and come back because your brain is not working all that good. So you can do certain things, but after a while you run out, you go astray. You see, because you will follow where your thoughts are leading you. And what happens when your thoughts are leading you where, you know, you don't, you have a weak energy going on there for you. You see what I mean? So this is what is happening here with the African people and these white people. It's here in history, and that's what I am reading. You see? So it is telling you that in this fossil primate, you know, ape-like and human, right, characteristics. That's why they are the earliest human form. And when the sapien came about 250,000 years ago, right, and they have their off-group, the Neanderthals, and then the mixed blood sapien. You see? You see, they come and messed up, dirty up the Neanderthal that is a sapien, the third highest rank in human development. It's not down there with them. You see what I mean? And they come and mix up with us and now hide what they did. Hiding it. You see? And running a world where they want to be the highest fucking ass culture on planet Earth. That's what they feel good about. Now, that is if gods can afford for them to do that. The gods not doing that, okay? Because civilization is a special thing that they set up here for us with government, and they say, well, then, oh, no, they want their own government, and come. They left Europe and come under the West and all over and Ghana. Everywhere they put themselves on top now because they have weapons and weapons. They're going to find out how good those weapons are for them. And so it says, see, 4 million to 1 million years old in Africa. See that? 4 to 1 million years ago, these same primates, they are telling us they are the ones that live in Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe. Don't let these white-skinned people who run through their recycling through our blood and mess us up. They are messed up too. Don't think that they are not messed up. Look at the way they handle themselves. in legal matters and stuff like that, and it's only that they put us to be underneath them. If we don't invalidate their empty fucking AD and Adamani, they will always behave like, oh, they have the law of the land. They have no viable divine law of the land, and African people must not take that. African people must not take what white people are telling you is AD that has no authentic basis to rule a government. And they came and saw us with government in America, okay, until our worthlessness allowed them to take the position that they take right now. But that doesn't make what the position they take as a viable one or intelligible or civilized one. It's not. It's not connected with nothing we have as law. Mesopotamian that first begin to write human law. That is after the gods, they been in Africa, you know, like 250,000 years. And everything they were doing was of high science and everything like that. Come on. These white people, look, African folks, if you don't decide to get away from ignorance and uncivilized things that these white people come and establish in the world, if you can't get out from it, I'm sorry, Fihonu. Really do. But I am not exaggerating. I want to thank you for tuning to this program, and I hope that you've learned something and look forward to talking to you. The problem right now is that these white people are looking at us like we don't have any right to talk autonomous. You see what I mean? These white people with AD and Adamani fucking nothing. They want us to stay underneath them. If you continue to go to church and be a member of their institution and voting for them, they'll have a right to sack it to you. If you begin to live by your historic identity, these white shit can do nothing to an African. And you take it from me, and that's true. All right. Take good care of yourself, and hopefully on the next edition.
This world is all about branding and marketing. The number one branders in the universe is the United States. They made the United States seem like it's the best place in the world to be. It's the land of the free, home of the brave. I go there to find and chase my dreams. We have to be able to tell our own stories. Directors, filmmakers, entertainers, it's going to be clearly, and the press, it's going to be your job to redefine how people think about Africa. Because you're here. You see what's going on. You clearly can see in a vivid picture the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you choose to put out there is what the world is going to get. Because I can tell you right now, in Chicago alone, there's more people dying in Chicago than there was in the war in Iraq. But you would never see that. There's a lot of things that's happening in the U.S. that you would never see because they choose to show you what they want you to see.
Is there another in your memory? when you heal that special man.